have this from the Chi-Coms. Olympians in tears. I'll come back to Michelle Malkin in a moment. Olympians in tears over poor living conditions and lack of food at Winter Games. What do we expect from Chinese communists? Seriously. Well, was it expected that they were going to act all, I don't know, American-y? That, what, they brought the Hyatt family in to run the Olympic concierges? Or that they brought the Baron, whoever the heirs of Baron Hilton's are, to run the Hilton chain to do the catering and a hotel suite and what have you here? I believe there are still heirs to the Sheraton chain of hotels and the Sheraton family. There are the Hyatts, right? The Marriotts. I know that there are Marriotts, and I know that there are Hyatts still alive. Why didn't they draft them? In any event, I just thought that it's apparently not all fun and games at the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, according to the New York Post. Complaints from athletes and officials are pouring in about the alleged poor living conditions, dining options, isolating rooms, and debilitating weather conditions, according to social media posts. German alpine skiing coach Christian Schweiger criticized the catering of Beijing and raised concern about limited food options to fuel the high-performing pro athletes. The catering is extremely questionable because really it's not catering at all. There are no hot meals, Schweiger told the British tabloid The Sun. There are crisps, some nuts and chocolate, and nothing else. This shows a lack of focus on high-performance sport. Now, is this the Chi-Coms being Chi-Coms, or is this a bunch of elite snob athletes going like, where is like my high-protein, like fructose bar? I say it's the Chi-Coms. These Olympians and these athletes do have these finely tuned diets. And they're supposed to eat this and that and the other. So in order to perform, to have peak performance, as they call it, right? Team USA reportedly came prepared and brought extra food to the Winter Games, including bags of pasta. Imagine that when you're in Chinese Communist China. Well, this shouldn't surprise anyone. Shouldn't surprise them at all. Not at all. These people that are running the Olympics are Chinese. Amateurs from China. There have also been concerns about how COVID-19 is being handled in the Olympic Village. By the by, the Chi-Coms never administered the vaccines. Did you know that? The percentage of Chi-Coms that are vaccinated is
0.0.
They were out of the mask and out of the rubber suits by February of 2020.
They didn't need to administer the vaccine. They do all of that elimination through abortion.
This is true. This is true. Valeria Vasnetsova, a Russian biathlon competitor, took to Instagram to discuss her experiences under Beijing's strict quarantine conditions. I wonder if they're worse than Australia's. Yeah, this woman was bawling. You have the audio? Because and I saw it on the New York Post. She was just bawling her eyes out. She's just I can't believe this. She goes, I came to the Olympics and I wound up in jail. Well, they are communists. I've been getting this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 days now. I've lost a lot of weight. My bones are sticking out. I can't eat anything else. I don't know anything about my corona tests. Vasnetsova wrote in a since-deleted Instagram post, I only sleep all day because... You got the audio? Oh, here.
Some of you have read the good news that I was sent out of the isolation facility. We thought this meant I was allowed to return to the Olympic Village and will be treated maximum as a close contact. On the way to the village, we did not turn to the village, but the ambulance went to another facility.
Sounds like they abducted
her. Where I am now. I am supposed, my NOC got surprised by this decision as well. I'm supposed to stay here for another 7 days with 2 PCRs a day and no contact with anybody else.
2 PCRs a day.
I am allowed to slide alone. We are not even sure I will ever be allowed to return to the village. And obviously this is very hard for me. So I ask you all to give me some time to consider my next steps, because I'm not sure I can handle 14 more days and the Olympic competition while being in this isolation.
40 more days? Or 14 more days? Now, according to the New York Compost, athletes can return to competition once they have submitted 2 consecutive Corona Doom tests. This has to be the most ridiculous, stupendous, or what's the word? Stupefying. The most stupefying and ridiculous thing I have ever heard so far with sports. I don't know. The Texas A&M bailing out on the SEC championship game or whatever they did was pretty stupid. These are athletes at the peak of their health. They're not going to die from the corona doom even if they do get it. Now, they might die from the jib if you want to go to the Olympics and you want to be in China and you want to eat bad food and be quarantined for 6 days with 2 tests of PCR per day. Get the jib. Seriously, the death rate for their age group, which is primarily, let's start young, 15-year-old, there are 15-year-olds there, 15 to 34 at the high end. The survivability rate of corona doom is higher than the survivability rate of influenza A or B. You'll be more likely to die from influenza A or influenza B should you get it and get full-blown pneumonia than you would of the corona doom. Now, if the corona doom does blow up into full-blown pneumonia, well, then you really don't have COVID anymore. Now you got pneumonia, which came on because supposedly COVID began to process. But these are athletes. They don't get sick like that. They have finely, highly tuned immune systems. Isn't that the point of being a world-class athlete? That you have a better, more well-trained and perfected physical body than the rest of us? That's why you're an athlete. I mean, this defies common sense here. And for the Chi-Coms, you know what they're doing? Dude, this is a psyop. This is a complete and total Chi-Com mind you know what. Here's the worst part. American communists are watching this going like, and we get a hold of them. That's so awesome. The Southern Poverty Law Center types out there are watching this going like, hey, we didn't think of that. Imagine the concentration camps at universities, and don't tell me that that's being Alex Jones' wild-eyed conspiracy theories, because they actually do have concentration camps, basically, at universities if you test positive for the corona dooms. And I don't care if Jones was the first one to put the story out there.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
But just imagine what the American communists that are licking their chops out there, the Gavin Gruesome Newsoms of the world, those sadists that love human misery and suffering, that have been loving the psychological torture they've been putting American children through, and the children of old people who have not, they've not been allowed to see while they expire on ventilators or what have you here. Just imagine the lessons that they're getting from the from actual real Chi-Coms, from real practicing communists. And they're going, they're just rubbing their hands, going, oh, man, I didn't even think of that. This is going to be, when do they get back home? When do I get back to school tomorrow? I can't wait to try this one out. The Finnish Olympic team says Mark Anttila, formerly of the Chicago Blackhawks, tested positive 18 days ago but produced several negative results prior to departure. Folks, International Olympic Committee, all right, might as well be a farm league of an NGO for the UN, is going to do what the new normal, Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, Davos, World Economic Forum tells them to do. This is why they were so desperate to have these Olympics and make them go on, so they could show the world what real COVID communism and what the real new normal, Great Reset, is going to look like. If you're watching the Olympics, you're watching it. That's the world they want us to live in. And this is what is shocking people, because people go like, wait, but play. This is the Olympics. It's not supposed to be like that. They're not supposed to be. Yeah, I know. And all the athletes that are interviewed or have social media accounts are saying that everyone that is working, every Chi-Com that is working for the IOCC or for the Chinese Olympic Committee are running around in those hazmat spacesuits like Maggie O'Connell just put the picture into the chat room. Bartenders, people handing out food, people in the showers handing out towels, they are all dressed in spacesuits. Now, if anyone knows, maybe this is the Chi-Coms telling us, I had no idea how dangerous a virus is. Maybe there's a new strain of Corona Doom. COVID doom, SARS doom, or whatever. That's now being distributed. How easy would it be to pump the virus into the ventilation systems? Maybe that's why all the Chi-Coms are dressed up in these hazmat suits, and some of them even have oxygen tanks and they're breathing through it. Like this is the Contagion movie. Yeah, I agree with Joe Beeman. It is almost amusing. Save for the fact that there are young people that have poured their heart, soul, sweat, blood, sweat, and tears. And their parents have as well. You can say, that's totally misguided. They get what they deserve, TKD. Well, you know, I don't think we should fault people like that. What if the child really truly has a natural gift and just loves to skate or loves to ski or loves to luge or loves the biathlon or whatever the case may be? You would do the same thing for your children. As Fiorella was mentioning here today, one thing that's not very well known or talked about Winter Olympics is that you're going to live somewhere near where there's frozen ponds, frozen ponds and mountains that are covered in snow in order to practice, to get good at this stuff, so it can be a very expensive sport.